Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Bold Nation, it's that time of the morning where we share some good news. And today's story is about a couple that was getting married and an incredible rescue mission. It all started on Halloween night when Dylan was scrolling through Facebook and he saw a post about an abandoned golden doodle that was lying on the side of the road. Now, evidently, the dog they thought had been hit was in desperate need of help. No one was stepping up. So Dylan got his fiancée, and they went and they rescued the dog in the dark of the night, and they took it to the vet. The vet told him that the dog needed so much. Two fractured legs. The vet warned them that an amputation might be in store, all kinds of extensive surgery.
George.
It would cost a lot of money. So Dylan looked at his fiancée and said, "We have to do something." So they took money from their wedding fund and paid for the dog's surgery. By the way, the golden doodle is now recovering, and Dylan and his fiancée, Emily, say that they're probably going to adopt the dog and keep it with them.
Probably.
After they rescue.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend enough money on this dog.
Over $10,000 they spent taking care of the dog. That may be the most expensive adoption ever for a pet, right? So this morning, wherever you are, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way we do it. We share a little good news every morning. And if you see a story you think we should share, you can always call and tell me about it. 713-881-5500. Tell us about the good news in your life, and you could be our next 610 Amen here on The Bull.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Aaron.
It's that time of year. All the ladies in the Houston area are gearing up for Nutcracker Market. But if you're new to town, you're like, what me, Sam Hale? It's the single most magical place in Houston, okay? I got a sneak preview yesterday, and I want to give my tips and insider info. It's coming up next.
Mo, I have one question and one question only for you this morning, okay?
Yes, sir.
Did you and your mom have matching sweatshirts when you went to the Nutcracker Market last night?
No.
Come on, Mo.
I know you're shocked. I'm not
That's
really
the only reason
a matching
to go.
Sweatshirt kind of girl. There were several groups.
Right.
They were matching.
Oh, already?
Last year when my wife and I went out there, she was like, next year, if we come here, we are getting matching sweatshirts.
No.
And that's what I said. Oh, sorry. I don't think they have any more tickets this year, honey. I'm sorry.
Deanna, call me, girl. I got you.
Yesterday was like the sneak preview day, though.
Yes. And they just kick off like all of the events. They have the fashion shows, the luncheons, and the actual market opens, I believe, at 10 o'clock this morning.
All right. Let's back up just a second. Mm-hmm. If somebody is new to Houston and they have no idea what we're talking about, when we say Nutcracker Market.
George.
What is that besides matching sweatshirts?
Tell me, George, what is it? The Houston Ballet Nutcracker Market.
Okay, everybody say one word to describe it. Let's see if we can do that.
Okay, ready? One word or can I do two?
Two. You can do two.
Because I was going to say, are you ready? One, two, three.
Treasure.
Flea
Christmas
market.
Explosion.
Oh,
good job. Flea market is trash.
No, it's like a flea market. It's
not.
Very much, yes. But
George,
like,
have my back on this one.
I think
a flea
Aaron
market
goes to
is a garage
flea
sale.
Market than we do.
Right. A flea market is where I buy like knockoff bags and puppies that are like sketchily bred. Right?
That's what you think of when you think of
okay,
flea market.
Okay, like, yeah. But it's all new stuff. It's not used stuff.
Correct,
here
at the Nutcracker market.
But it is sort of flea markety where everybody has like a booth set up. They're pop-up shops, if you will, right?
They are pop-up boutiques, though.
Boutiques. Well.
We're not going to a garage sale.
Boutiques.
I'm
I didn't
sorry.
Know.
So what was your favorite part of last night's preview party? Because there's some new, I mean, every year they always have new booths. New boutiques there with their pop-up shops.
270 merchants.
Wow.
And you just keep telling yourself, as you're drinking mimosas, that 11% of all the merchandise sales goes back to the Houston Ballet.
I'm doing something good. I'm doing something good.
New drinks this year, George, and lots of you know what we love: photo backdrops.
Oh, good
photo
night.
Backdrops.
You know we love those.
And there's lines for each of them.
Well, you got
Instagram
Santa.
It. Yeah. Did it was there.
Did it really happen that you went to the Nutcracker Market if you don't do it on the gram?
Exactly. If there's not a balloon arch, I wasn't there. Okay.
Did you get pictures last night?
I think a couple. Yeah.
Okay.
It's my mom's first time.
Oh, did she take the classic, like, laying on the ground with bags everywhere picture?
No.
I feel like everybody takes that picture.
I did that one my first year. The best advice is just to wear comfortable shoes because you're making fun of the sweet girls that have the stilettos on.
Yeah.
You're like, bless her heart, but she's not going to make it.
She's not going to make it.
Where's
your own
boots?
She's
not the strongest. Mm. I got my tennies on. I'm ready.
And here's the thing that always gets me, too. The number of people that schedule, like, limos or Ubers to take their entire group out there. Because you talked about mimosas and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's also what it's about.
Yes, it's the safe way for suburban mothers to be shopping.
Yeah.
My wife is going on Friday.
Yes.
They've got the matching crap
outfits.
Yes.
So she's Kylie's dropping off kids at school and then immediately going to Nutcracker Market. Yeah, baby.
My girl.
Our school has like a, you can watch the kids an hour early, like a daycare service. Oh, she's dropping them off early.
If you'd like to know more, we can send you out all the information.
Yes.
Mo has all of the insider info after
I'll
being
see
at
you
the
there.
Preview party last night here on the board.
Coming up on the Morning Bullpen.
All right. One of us here on the show was part of a very unusual job interview last week. Is our boss listening? And no, which one of us is doing job interviews and what went wrong? Stick around. I'll tell you up next.
You ever had a job interview go sideways? 713-881-5500 now on the Morning Bullpen.
I did. And it was last week.
What do you mean it was last
Good morning.
Week?
Hello.
What's it going to say? Why are you interviewing?
Okay, so here's the thing. I was part of a job interview last week on accident. And it was here at the office.
Wait a second. You were part of a job interview by accident?
It was the weirdest thing that's happened to me since I started working at the Bull. I walked into the bathroom here at work.
Okay.
I saw 2 feet. In the bathroom stall, and I heard someone on the phone saying, yes, I'm calling for my job interview.
Wait, what?
I swear, George, I swear, somebody was on the phone doing
toilet.
Yes, doing a job interview from here at work on the toilet. Now, to be fair, last week a bunch of people were coming in getting their 10-man jam tickets.
Okay.
So it might not have been somebody that worked here.
I got it. Okay. I got what you're saying.
And they were interviewing to be a fitness coordinator.
Okay.
So I can pretty much guarantee that's nobody here.
That's nobody in radio. Yeah, that would be true. So let me ask you this. Just a quick question. Were they just sitting in the...
No. Pants were down around the ankles,
Stop!
George. I'm telling you, it was weird.
On the phone,
doing a job interview. Yes. And so then they were going through their strengths and weaknesses. They were certified trainer. I did learn that. They had some certification, ISSA or something, certification.
Yeah. Okay.
And they just went through their entire resume. They wanted to be a fitness coordinator at this place. And I have no idea who it was.
Okay.
And it freaked me out. You know, I don't even like it when you listen to music in there, George.
That's
and you
true.
Do that all
right,
the time.
George watches his Instagram videos and Eric always comes in like, can you believe what George is doing in there?
Watching my Instagram videos in there. But what would you think, though? This person is sitting in the stall.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so what are your strengths and weaknesses?
Okay.
I'm just straining to come up with an answer
you
for
guys,
that one.
Stop it. I'm thinking like they're unbothered and they can, you know, just have.
That's a level of confidence I've never seen.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know what? You're right. I get very stressed out on job interviews.
Job interviews. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My palms start sweating.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Just grab some toilet paper. Wipe your hands.
Maybe that's the single best place to do a job interview.
I don't know.
That's the place he felt most relaxed.
What about the echo, though? You get that bathroom echo that you know. The only place you get that echo is in the bathroom.
And our toilets are automatic flush.
Exactly.
They are.
So if you move around, you're like, what's that noise? No, pay no attention to that noise. It's the Morning Bullpen where we're getting ready for a little football action. There's a game coming up on Monday night here on 100.3 The Bull, the home of the Texans, where you can hear every single game. trying to think who they're playing.
Shut
on
up, George.
Monday night.
Shut your face.
They got a really good. I saw the NFL predictor said they have like an 86% chance
shut
of
up,
winning.
George.
The Texans do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And they're on Monday Night Football, which is really a big deal. Very cool. Where are they going?
Shut up, George. It's all because nobody called with their stupid job interview stories, so you got to make fun of me now. I'm a Cowboys fan, okay?
Yes, you are
yes.
a Cowboys fan.
Yes, and you're going to the Super Bowl, is what I heard.
Next year we are.
Oh,
yes.
Next year.
Next year.
You're
next
out
year,
now? What happened? This is breaking news.
Yeah. Honestly, this game is, listen, I'm going to be tuned in. I'm excited because I think the Texans are going to win. But this game has lost a little of its luster since the preseason when we saw it on the schedule.
Yeah,
and we're
exactly.
like, oh my gosh, Monday Night Football. Texans struggle a little bit. They've lost a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys have lost a bunch. And so it's not
and their quarterback.
Yeah,
they also lost.
Can you leave me
him.
Alone? Why are you digging in?
I believe.
It's so unkind.
I'm just reading the facts.
not quite as sexy.
We were
going to
go
though.
Up there. Like
we
the
were,
three of us.
Oh
we
my
no,
God.
Absolutely. We were. We had planned
You're
to go
welcome.
And do our show in Dallas. And yeah.
We're going to make a bet for the game. Are we still going to do that?
Nope. Yeah, no.
You're
I think
out?
That's, yeah, that's.
You were going to get a tattoo or something?
No, that's expired.
Oh, okay.
That's
it.
The offer is now expired, Mo. Anyway, we do have the game Monday night right here on 100.3 The Bull. And on Monday morning, we'll get a preview of the game with Sean Pendergast.
Oh, yeah.
From Sports Radio 610. Get a few takes on that.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Just be aware, right here, Monday night. Who are we playing again?
Shut up, George.
Here from the Morning Bullpen. It's time for jury duty. We're just solving the world's problems here on the Morning Bullpen. And today, we have an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really interested to see what the response is on this. And the question, Mo, is this.
When meeting someone for the very first time, is it appropriate to go in for a hug?
This happened to me over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was meeting some folks for the first time, and they listened to the show.
Okay.
And the lady, I mean, as soon as she saw me, she came in, both arms out, wrapped around my waist, and hugged me tight.
So sweet.
Yeah.
People
now,
often feel like we're their best friends. Like, we talk to you every day, right?
Yeah. I'm a hugger. I usually don't mind that.
Okay.
But as a first I feel like there should be you listen to the show? Hi, I'm George. Nice to meet you, that kind of thing. And then it's like, oh, you're a hugger? Okay, fine, that's fine. But, I mean, it wasn't even, I didn't have time to prepare.
What would you have done differently, George?
No, but it's just like I was caught off guard. Where do you put your hands? It's somebody that I hadn't planned to hug, and it's like
that's really funny.
So, is it ever appropriate when meeting someone for the first time to go in for the hug, Eric?
Oh, absolutely. I can publicly proclaim I am a hugger. If anybody sees me, come up and hug me.
Yeah.
I love guy or girl. It doesn't bother me. I'm not weird about that.
Okay.
No, he likes a koala bear situation.
Yes. Just latch onto me. I'll latch onto you. That's the way I show affection.
Mm-hmm. Mo, am I being weird or how do you feel about hugs? For the first time, somebody meeting you, you're meeting them for the first time, then they just come in and they just give you a big old hug.
No, thank you.
No, she doesn't like hugs from people she's known her whole life.
No, I don't want my husband to hug me.
I've been here 3 years. I've never hugged Mo.
If you touch me, we're not friends.
Give me a hug.
Absolutely.
I
want to
see what a Mo hug feels like.
All right. So here's the question this morning. Let's start with juror number one this morning and see what the jury comes up with today.
Okay. Megan's on the phone. It's spring. Megan, it says here, you work at U of H. You have a lot of interaction with new folks. So tell us, when meeting someone for the first time, is it appropriate to go in for a hug? Yes. Yes or no?
I think that a little side hug is okay, but it'd be so strange if someone just came up and full arm bear hugged me. I'd be like, what are you doing? But a side hug, I can get that.
Okay, so yes or no?
I think a side hug counts.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I think yes.
Okay. Yes, it is a side hug, but mine was full on body.
Just want to make it clear.
By the way, Megan, we're coming to U of H and we're hugging you today.
Oh my God. All right. That sounds good. Maybe I'll change my mind.
Okay. All right, Eric, juror number two.
All right, Trey's in cut and shoot. Trey, are you a guy?
Yeah.
All right. Trey, the guy, when meeting someone for the first time, can you go in for the hug?
Absolutely not.
Nah.
I mean, if it's a family friend and you're meeting them for a first time and they've been really close with your family, maybe.
Okay.
But if you know, like at church or something, when, you know, it's in the morning after worship or and everything, and they say, hey, everyone rise up and, you know, greet your neighbors or whatever. I am not hugging everyone around me. Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Imagine.
I love it. I get so excited for that part of church. I'm like, yes, we all get to hug each other.
We get to hug each other. Shake hands. I'm with Trey on this one. Trey, thank you. I appreciate it. Juror number three is Tina in LaPorte. And Tina, it says here that you were greeting people at 10-man jam. Is it ever appropriate on the first time you're meeting somebody to go in for the hug?
Never. I won't step away from it, but I don't. I'm not a hugger.
Okay. You and Mo would get along.
I was going to say, you and Mo seem like you're absolutely the best.
Hey, Mo,
okay.
Can I ask you a question? Right now, what? The hugs are losing. Mm-hmm. If somehow we turn the tides, will you give me a hug on camera?
Absolutely not. Ashley's on the phone in spring. She goes to lots of concerts. So, Ashley, tell us, when meeting someone for the first time, is it ever appropriate to go in for a hug? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
So you're okay with the full body hug. If I'm meeting you for the first time, just come in for the full body hug on Ashley.
I mean, I'm okay with that. Now, post-COVID world, I don't know. You know, we kind of all went a little weird after 2020.
Yeah, but we all need hugs now more than ever.
Isn't that the truth?
See, here's the thing.
I'm a hugger. I love people, so yes. I'll hug you.
No, I get it, Ashley, and I'm a hugger too, but mm-hmm. I am the lean over hug. I'm not the full body
hug.
Oh,
no, I push my hips into you.
I'm going to be a case-by-case scenario.
Yeah. We'll get more deep into that
gonna
later.
I was say,
how
all
you
of
decide.
A sudden, it sounds like a real juror. All right, last one, real quick. Brady in Cypress, mm-hmm. Halloween party. Is it ever okay you're meeting somebody for the first time to go in for the hug?
No. Nice firm handshake to start it out.
There you go.
And,
fair.
Think about it from there.
We'll make it later.
Okay, I got it. All right, Mo. This morning, the final verdict on jury duty.
When meeting someone for the first time, is it ever appropriate to go in for a hug? And the answer is no.
Yeah, they're wrong.
There
come
we
here,
go.
Mo. I started recording on the cameras.
No.
Come here.
I'm never hugging
you.
I don't want you to touch me.
Stop it, y'all.
HR!
Stop it.
HR! HR!
Hey! That's jury duty. We do it every day here on the Morning Bullpen. By the way, Justin Lynch, stars like confetti. He was incredible at 10-Man Jam on Monday night. Actually, two of my favorite pictures from 10-Man Jam are of Justin Lynch on stage performing. So we have how many? Like 77 pictures posted up right now?
I think 79 photos.
79. We have a huge album from 10-Man Jam. If you want to get the feel of what was going on there, just go to Facebook. You can check it out, or you can check out some of the photos we've posted up on Instagram. Either social media platform, it's always at The Bull Houston. All right, it's time to find out if we can get a 10-minute tune. Every morning, Eric does a 10-minute tune. He has this ability to take a suggestion from you and turn it into a funny song. Well, at least we hope it's a funny song, right, Mo?
Sometimes.
But it all starts with your phone call, 713-881-5500. You tell us this morning, what should Eric sing about?
Will's on the phone in Katy, Texas. It says here, Will, you're 10 years old. What is the suggestion you have for Eric to sing about today?
I would like Eric to sing about people who put up way too many decorations for holidays.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. It's fun to drive around and see all the decorations. Well, you're 10 years old. You should be in the spirit of Christmas.
Well, there is this house that lives by us, and they put up so many decorations one year for Christmas.
Yeah.
And we were driving by, and there were so many decorations. The whole house was lit up.
Holy moly.
It was blinding to look at it.
Man. Blinding.
Don't blind the 10-year-old, okay, people? Will, do you like the blow-ups, the inflatables in their front yard?
What?
Do you like white lights or colored lights?
Honestly, I'll do both.
Okay, he likes lights. Okay, good to know.
How many trees do you put up at your place? How many Christmas trees?
One.
One. Why do I feel like
he
Will?
He gave you attitude.
How old are you, Will?
One.
10.
You're 10 years old. Why do I feel you're like an 80-year-old man yelling on the lawn out there? Get all these decorations off my lawn.
Will, you are so funny. We love it when you call our radio station. I hope you have the best day today.
You too.
Thanks. Bye,
all right,
friend.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Will had an opinion or two. Eric, let's go to line 4 on this one.
All right. Is that Deanna in Sugarland?
That's her.
All right. Deanna, what should I sing about today?
So I think you need to sing about how moms need a nap. Not like a regular nap, like an IV kind of sleep nap. You know, go to the hospital.
Time out, Deanna. You want to go to the hospital, get an IV, and sleep for a couple of days.
A dream.
I mean, 4 or 5 hours would be good. Mm. I could just use a few hours of real sleep. Is that available?
I'm doing it right now, just thinking about it.
Are you?
Oh, that does sound lovely, Deanna. I'm not even a mom.
I was going to say. All right.
I'll let Dad come too. If
you think about it. No. Different room, though, please.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Please.
Yeah, that's a whole different set of problems. All right, Deanna, thank you. All right, Eric. So we got yang and yang here. We got the mom side, we got the kid side about Christmas. What are you liking?
Will was just way too cool, man.
He's so sweet.
I got to give it to Will. Let's do, I know some people, and I know they listen to this show, and I know they're listening right now.
Oh, do you?
And they need a Christmas intervention.
What? Oh, my word.
So I'm going to do a song for the people who go way overboard at Christmas time.
Okay. All right, Will. Standing on the lawn, yelling at people. 10-year-old Will, we're going to choose you today. Let's find out what Eric can do. He'll create a song. We're back in 10 minutes on the Bull. That it's Morgan Wallen and Lies, Lies, Lies. Glad you're here. It's George, Mo, and Eric with a K. Eric creates a song every morning off your suggestion. I mean, as silly as it sounds, we just take a call, and one of the calls, he'll say, okay, I like that one.
And today's call that he picked came from Sweet Will and Katie.
I would like Eric to sing about people who put up way too many decorations for holidays.
Mm-hmm. You might think Will is 80.
No.
But he's only 10 years old. So. Yes, he is an old soul.
Very sweet.
But Eric liked that one.
What in the actual heck is going on right now, George?
Eric, is it a Santa Claus suit?
Yeah.
Where did you find that?
And like a green fedora?
You couldn't find the Santa hat?
Next to where I write my songs, we've got like all the props and stuff for all of our events. And I just, right there in the front was the Santa costume.
Santa's a jolly man, isn't he?
Here's the thing. Will and everyone else, as you're listening to the song, imagine Eric singing it in a Santa suit.
I'll take a picture.
I'm sure the video will be up on Instagram, too. All right. Did you get a song out of it, though?
I did, yes. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas is the song, but it's for everybody. You need to send this to everybody who is overdoing it on Christmas.
All right. It's our 10-minute tune this morning.
This is a Christmas intervention. I'm worried about you. You've got like 18 trees, fake snow and lights that sing, ugly sweaters in hot weather. It's true. This is a Christmas intervention. Your house shines like the sun. How much is your power bill? Come on, this is overkill. You've got a holiday addiction. So this is a Christmas intervention.
Well done, Eric. I like that one, actually. I'm going to send that to my wife.
Stop it. Look what you've done.
No, Mo. I tell you, every year, we have 3 Christmas trees she puts up every year.
She's a professional.
She just told me we're going to add a 4th.
Let's go, girl. Wow. Blow it out of the water.
You don't need 4 Christmas trees. So. That one I'm dedicating to Deanna this morning and to Will. That's our 10-minute tune. If you know a Christmas intervention person in your life, you can download it and share it with them. It's part of our podcast. Download it, the Audacy app, AUDACY, and then just like the Morning Bullpen podcast, and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune.
You're listening to the Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric with a K.
The Astrodome easily the top trending story in Houston today, right?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of folks are getting it very wrong. Y'all know I'm sipping the tea. I will spill it. It is coming up next.
Spend $1 billion. That's basically what they said yesterday when they announced the new plan for the Astrodome out at NRG Park. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K, also here.
Good morning.
New plan yesterday, Mo. $1 billion to redevelop the Astrodome.
Yes, and we got so excited yesterday because we're like, oh my goodness. Like, this is, everyone's talking about this. This organization has been making these plans, and we finally were going to know what was going to happen to our eighth wonder of the world.
Mm-hmm. And they revealed it. They revealed like a big thing, right?
The whole thing. There were pictures, there were plans, there were beautiful pictures.
So just to recap for people that maybe didn't see it or didn't take time to read the plan, they were proposing a combination of retail and office spaces.
Yes, an event venue, like all different things. They were splitting it into what, like four different parts, right?
Yeah.
It looked beautiful.
Yeah, I was on board. I was so happy about it because during rodeo time, to have another venue to be able to wander around or Texans games.
But then we started talking about the logistics after it was announced. We're like, well, what happens to those like stores and restaurants when, you know, rodeo's going on or when there's a Texans game out there?
Yeah, like, I see what you're saying, yeah. Like, especially rodeo, because with cook-off and everything, that's like a month that is just overwhelmed, right?
Yeah.
So did they have an answer for that?
I started reading more articles yesterday.
Oh, no.
$1 billion plan. Group organization had this awesome plan, but they don't have that money yet.
$1 billion? Yes, they do. Isn't that what the whole point is?
No.
I don't think they said they had funding.
No.
Wait, they just have a nice idea?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
What?
And again, some of the other stuff on Facebook and stuff says that they haven't really been in contact with the folks who run like rodeo and stuff like that.
Oh, come on.
Or Texans.
Yeah.
Like that is the tea, Eric.
Oh my goodness.
If you are going to revamp the Astrodome, don't you have to have those other tenants on board?
You would talk to them, yeah. Why can't we get people just to talk about it?
Well, I've got ideas then, if that's all it takes.
What would be your idea then, Eric? Yeah, what do you think we should do with the Astrodome?
I think it should become the world's largest Bass Pro Shop.
They kind of did that in Memphis.
In Memphis, arena down there. They had an entire sports venue.
Yep, they had the pyramid.
Yes,
yeah,
it was abandoned, and so they turned it into the largest Bass Pro Shop. But why should Houston, Texas not have the world's largest Bass
that's
Pro?
That's true. Why did no one ask you?
I was going to say, I tell you what, if somebody will give Eric $10, he'll give you his proposal.
I'll draw it up for you.
Yeah.
I'll put a little price on it. What about you, Mo? What would you do with
it? Well, I now want to make it a Bass Pro Shop. What about you, George?
You know what would be fun?
What?
Is make it like a Texas size, like hot tub. Make it like a water. I know you're laughing at me right now, but wait, if you made it like a Texas-sized hot tub. Hang on, let's get a little music on here. There we go, a little club mix going on. You get some DJs in there.
What's happening right now?
All you have to do is take the top off then.
What's that?
And just flood it.
Why are you taking your clothes off? This is weird.
It's a big hot tub.
I don't. George talking about hot tubs and he's playing rave music.
All right. His shoes are off.
George.
Fuzzy vest is now coming off.
So $10 for Eric's idea, only $5 for my idea.
We gotta go. I gotta get out of here.
Hey, can you get Chris Bowman on the phone? I'll talk to him about my plan if you'd like. All right. What would you do with the Astrodome? You can give us a call, 713-881-5500.
Why are you dancing like that?
Go now. DJ, water splashing. You can see it, can't you? You can see it.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
All right, let's go to Lauren in Liberty. I love alliteration, by the way, Lauren. Thanks for being our contestant this morning. You're trying to take $100 from Mo. Here's how you get it.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Lauren and Liberty?
Because it's Mo and
money.
It is Mo's money. Now, tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, okay?
Good
luck, Lauren.
Thank you.
All right, Lauren, 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number 1. In what Luke Combs song does everything seem to go his way, even a scratch-off ticket in a Hooters parking lot? It's all after his girlfriend broke up with him. What's the name of the song?
When the Rain Pours.
Question number 2. Josh Turner just sang for the astronauts on the International Space Station. Ooh. He got invited to NASA headquarters, which are called what?
Ooh, NASA headquarters. Oh, man, I don't know that one. NASA headquarters.
Oh, question number 3. Back in 2013, this guy went top 5, asked the question, how country feels. Was it A, Chris Jansen, B, Randy Houser, or C, Lee Bryce?
Randy Houser.
Question number 4. We're celebrating the CMAs. Can you tell me what CMA stands for?
Country Music Awards.
Question number 5. Name the singer raising a little Cain with his number 1 song, Put Some Miles on It, if you know what I mean.
Cain Bro.
All right, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against today on Mono's Country.
All right, Lauren and Liberty, you held your own. There were a couple of hard ones in there, so you got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
All right, Mo, let's see how you do, okay? Question number 1. In what song by Luke Combs does everything seem to go his way, even a scratch-off ticket in the Hooters parking lot after his girlfriend breaks up with him?
I know exactly what song you're talking about.
It's called...
I don't remember.
Mm. I need an answer, Mo.
I can't think right now.
What?
What's it called? Mm. Oh, my gosh. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
When it rains, it pours.
Oh, I forgot.
All right. Ooh. She got it right. So, Lauren, you're winning right now. 1-0.
Question number 2. Mm-hmm. Josh Turner just sang for the astronauts on the International Space Station.
Yes.
He got invited to the NASA headquarters here in Houston called what?
Yes. Johnson Space Center.
That is correct.
The video was so cool.
Wasn't it very cool?
Yes.
Okay, Lauren, you missed that when you didn't take a guess, and now you're tied again at 1.
Yeah, I had no idea what that was.
Question number 3. Back in 2013, this guy went top 5 asking you how country feels.
Was it
A, Chris Jansen, no. B, Randy Houser, or C, Lee Bryce?
You're the worst.
They're all the same person.
No, I always get Randy Houser and Lee Bryce confused.
Okay, I need an answer.
I'm going to guess C.
No, it's Randy Houser.
Oh, no.
All right, Lauren, that puts you back in the lead 2-1 because you got that right.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. This is so dumb.
Question number 4, Mo.
Okay.
Wait, George, really that did... means she's got to get the next 2 right.
Thank you for doing the math there,
yes,
Eric.
If you don't get both the next questions right, you lose.
I get it.
I really didn't think this would be hard for you. But...
Yes, you did.
All right, question number 4, Mo.
Okay.
We're celebrating the CMAs.
Yes.
What does CMA stand for?
Country Music Association.
That is correct.
Yes. All right, Lauren, you missed that one. Wait, she's got to get this one or you get her money.
What did you guess, Lauren?
She said Country Music Awards.
Oh, fair.
Which, again, I get
that. Yeah, I get it.
Question number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Name the singer raising a little Cain with its number 1 song, Put Some Miles on It.
Oh, Cain Brown.
That is correct. Yes. It is Cain Brown.
Oh, man. Y'all. Lauren, on purpose.
That means you tied at 3. You tied at 3, and she keeps her money. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
It was fun. All right, Lauren, you know what you got to say to get out of here?
This is Lauren from Liberty and Wilderness Country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her tomorrow morning, 8:20. We'll do it again for $100. Mono's Country here on the Bull.